Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, there's a really well-known family name in Italy, Bocelli.
That's right.
And we know it as a...
Hugh,
don't. You're not a tenor.
That's right. I'm a baritone.
Andrea Bocelli is a great tenor, and he hits a lot of high notes, of course.
He does.
But his family, who make wine in northern Italy, also hit a lot of high notes, and you had a chance to taste some of these wines.
I did. This is sort of... this is not exactly in that series of celebrity wine products that have come out with Drew Barrymore, you know, partnering with the Kendall Jackson folks and Greg Norman. The Bocelli family has actually legitimately been in the wine business for about 130 years. But clearly they're going to be marketing under the Bocelli name, and there's something there. And the first wine that I want to talk about is called Tenor Red. Shocked and amazed you are, which is a blend. And apparently there is an outdoor amphitheater, which is closed 361 days of the year, but 4 days a year, Andrea Bocelli does a big concert. And this is the wine that's released in tandem with that show. So this is the 2015 Tenor Red, which is a Rosca Toscana IGT. IGT is the designation for a wine which is made from grapes that are not necessarily part of the traditional regional blends. And that's the case here. It's 34% Cab, 33% Sangiovese, 33% Merlot. This is a pretty good bottle of wine. It's got red fruit with a little bit of dark chocolate and mocha notes, and it's well layered, and it's all of about $16.99. So that's a good starter, Tenor Red from Bocelli 2015. For those of you who are Prosecco fans, here's a pretty good one, actually, and I'm not a massive Prosecco fan, but it's going to cost you about $15.99. What I liked about this is it has bright fruit, very forward, with notes of citrus and peach. It's got the appropriate amount of sparkle and a nice little bit of crisp acidity in the finish. Mm-hmm. Prosecco for $15-16. I'm in.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Now, everybody's in love with Pinot Grigio except probably me, but I liked this one. I was surprised. It's the 2016 Bocelli family Della Venezia Pinot Grigio. What I liked about it is there was fruit there. It wasn't just so lean and acidity that there wasn't anything there. Forward, honeyed pear with notes of citrus and white flowers. It was surprisingly good. I liked it. And $15-16.
Wow.
So I'm so far doing pretty good. Now, there was a couple of really interesting reds. This one is probably the buy. It was the 2013 Bocelli Rosso Toscana IGT designation, Sangiovese. Deep, dark garnet with bitter chocolate and cherries with notes of briar and tobacco. Oh, there's a ton going on here.
It's complex.
Very complex. Really enjoyed it. $20.
Seriously. Whoa.
Yeah. Now, not to compete in the Saturday night dinner category, there is a Bocelli wine called Terre di Sandro. It's also a Rosso Toscana IGT, 100% Sangiovese. This was far and away the woodiest of all the wines, so there's definitely been some sort of quasi-reserve aging. Black fruit nose with long, dark cherry, hint of toffee, and then a little bit of sort of a briary characteristic,
nice,
which I didn't see coming, which was terrific. This one's about $75.
Okay.
So that's Saturday night dinner. So you can splurge on the other end and then have a good time here.
We're going to put these on the website. You can look them up and have some fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.